funeral music blared from loudspeakers at the Nine Mile Forest as hundreds of skiers pulled their way down the alpine course. Nan and Jim Delwich came up from Brookfield to watch their daughters, 9-year-old Katie and 5-year-old Anna, compete. Both say they're happy that the games are thriving, despite the decision by the Regional Visitors Bureau to pull its sponsorship.
Oh, we've been coming up here for many years, and we were kind of concerned last year when we heard it wasn't going to be a participant, and I'm glad things worked out.
This is a great turnout. I've been coming up here since the 90s, and this is one of the best turnouts I've seen. It's ideal conditions, and you know, as long as there's a nice facility like 9 Mile and groomed trails, no matter who sponsors it, we'll be out there skiing.
There was no torch lighting ceremony for the games this year in Wausau, but otherwise, the skiing, snowboarding, curling, and other activities seemed unaffected by the loss of more than $75,000 in funding. In the town of Rib Mountain, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.